United States is reestablishing diplomatic relations with its decades-old foe, Cuba. The historical announcement was made simultaneously by both U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro. Obama's new approach towards Cuba includes reestablishing an embassy in Havana early next year and carrying out high-level exchanges and visits between the two governments. The Obama administration is also planning to ease a travel ban for U.S. citizens, ease financial restrictions, and increase telecommunications links. President Obama also pledged to discuss with lawmakers the lifting of the half-century-old trade and economic embargo against Cuba, a move that can only be made by Congress. Talks over Iran's nuclear program have resumed in Geneva, the first gathering on this issue since the last round of talks failed to happen some 3 weeks ago. Bilateral and trilateral meetings have been held to help pave the way for progress at the main bargaining table. Iranian diplomats say all nuclear issues are to be discussed during this round of talks. Wang Chun, head of the Chinese delegation at the meeting, says there are difficulties to be overcome, but negotiators will try their best to resolve those differences. Along with China, the U.S., U.K., France, and Russia have representatives at the talks, plus Germany, also known as the P5 plus 1 group. They're offering to permanently reduce or eliminate sanctions against Iran if that country curbs its nuclear program in a way that prevents the development of nuclear weapons.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com